Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Jaisal Welkener and Cindy Gibson here from Alaska Storytellers, talking about an upcoming opportunity to learn the art of storytelling. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Great. Thanks, Erin. Thanks
for having us. As a little background, Alaska Storytellers is a fairly new organization here in Sitka. Could you introduce yourselves? Who are Alaska Storytellers?
Sure. Well, we started 4 years ago, right after COVID, lifted and the cruise ships were coming back to town, and there was a need that the New York Angel Dancers used to fill, but they weren't able to fully commit to a full season. And so we were approached by some people in the industry and asked to create, a new story or a new show. And so we really wanted to focus on the story itself, the story of Alaska. There's so many fascinating stories. So, long-term, big picture is that maybe someday we'll be able to tell other stories, more diverse stories, and just, there's just so many wonderful, great tales in this great nation, our great state. And so that's how we came up with the name Alaska Storytellers. And so in our particular story, we don't just focus on the Russians. We do talk about why the Russians came to Alaska, why they stayed, and then why they left. But then we wanted to finish on just a more comprehensive note. So we talk a little bit about the U.S.'s initial involvement, how they purchased Alaska. And then we wanted to end on a positive note that kind of put all the cultures involved on a more equal footing. So we end with the very inspiring, lovely Elizabeth Paradovich story of the Civil Rights Movement in 1945, the first in the nation. Thank you, Alaska, and thank you, Elizabeth Paradovich, and the strong people that pushed those laws through. That's just really inspiring to us, and so we wanted to include that in our comprehensive story.
Right. And I like that as a good, feel good moment to end on. So this is Alaska Storytellers kind of provides, I guess, kind of like a quick primer history for people who are coming in. Many of them, I'm assuming, off of the big cruise ships are coming in, having a crash course in Alaskan history. As many of them, as we know, if we've been talking to the tourists come to town, some of them only have a very rudimentary idea on our history here in Alaska. So this is providing an engaging way to do it.
So much more history than we even, we're just scratching the surface, because we're just going from 1790 or 1780, right around there, through 1945, and we only have 30 minutes to do it. And so we don't really, we're also trying to be culturally sensitive, and we're not trying to represent any of the cultures, but we're just trying to explain what happened in a very entertaining way that will hopefully stick with people, because if you hear a story, it sticks with you much more than just the facts.
Very true.
And so that's another reason why we're passionate about doing the storytelling, to help people remember some of the real things that happened here.
Yeah, and this is then the opportunity that you're giving not only the folks coming in to see your performances of hearing these stories, but now you're giving the opportunity for Sitkins to help learn that art of storytelling, because it really is an art. It's more than just reading words on a page. So
that's right.
For these classes, what's going to be discussed? What's going to be talked about for these storytelling classes?
Well, last year, Jaisal's always been one of our storytellers. She's also a dancer, so we do have dancing positions. As a side note, if you're out there and you want to find out more about that, when you get our contact information and you don't want to storytell but you want to dance or do tech, you can just contact us through AlaskaStorytellers.com. But anyway, Jaisal also was a storyteller, and she has a speaking background, a public speaking background. She's from the Philippines, and she was in pageants and things. And so she really leveled it up when she did, she memorized a lot of the story. And it really, for me, was like a wow moment. I was like, wow, that's a game changer. And so then I asked her to help us curate and create an actual training for storytellers so that we could be better public speakers. Our intonation could, take note, and we could really work on pronunciation or flow and how we're communicating with the audience so that the audience has a heightened experience and it's very enjoyable.
Awesome. So for these storytelling classes, we have two of them happening, the first being this evening.
That's correct. Yes, April 8th. So that's tonight at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And then we have one more, which is on April 15th, the same time at 214 Lincoln Street upstairs. 124, sorry. That's right. 124 Lincoln Street.
Excellent. 124 Lincoln Street. So 5:30 to 7:30. So for these two different courses, let's start with tonight. Mm-hmm. Is there any particular aspect of storytelling you're going to be focusing on? Anything people mm-hmm. should kind of come primed with?
Well, we have the story crafted.
Okay.
So we will hand out the script to everybody. And then the person leading the class tonight is going to be a Zoom class. Well, you know, we'll all be in person, but there'll be a couple of people on Zoom and the teacher's on Zoom. It's Ann Alquist, and she's been in and out of Sitka in the past few years. She hasn't lived here in a little over a year, but she's coming back for a little visit here in April. But in the meanwhile, she is helping. She's on our board now because we are a 501c3. That's kind of a new thing for us. But and anyway, she's a fantastic, she has a radio background. So she's going to teach the art of memorizing. And she's going to explain, you know, the pros and cons of why one might want to memorize a script. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to also talk about ways to just, when you're reading the script, how to help make it sound not like you're reading. Mm. So that if you are really wanting to, you know, be a part of the storytelling, but you're super nervous about having to memorize it, then we're not going to, you know, hold you to that. Of course, everyone will always have the script there available. We're just trying to encourage people. Yeah, it would be great if you could memorize it because it's such a different experience. And so she's going to talk about how maybe you can make it feel like you haven't memorized it or like you have memorized it, even though you haven't.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
that's going to be the focus tonight.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So those memorizing, or at least the illusion of memorization, for the benefit of that smooth delivery to the audience.
And then, you know, just building character and texture. And because we do have, you know, people that are in there, there's a quote in there. And so we want to talk about how would you want to maybe change your voice slightly for, you know, when you're going to quote somebody. And what are the appropriate ways to do that? And then we'll all be practicing. And that will be the 15th where we're all going to bring some of the script back.
Okay.
And everyone will have their own copies and then they can work on it and they can bring some of that script back and and just pick a section that they like and we'll start practicing together.
Awesome. So you'll have time between this first class and the second one to kind of workshop it at home, maybe practice, out some different intonations,
The things that Anne is going to review tonight. Right.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then a chance to, I mean, as daunting as it is, which I think some of that first big hurdle is just for people is just the thought of talking in front of people. Just that can be a scary thing in general. So to have this course can be a baby step towards just speaking in front of a small group who's in it for the same reasons can be a little less daunting. That baby step towards, okay, if I can do it in front of these people who are here for the exact same reasons, have the same reasons to be nervous. Mm-hmm. Okay, if I can do this, then I can do the next bigger group of people and so on and so forth.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Don't they say public speaking is like worse than, it's like the one of the worst fears that people have?
That's what I've heard too. Yeah. It's one of those where I think it's just exposure therapy is the only thing
that's
that really,
right. Repetition
that really gets it out of you. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So this is that first bit of not only exposure therapy, but learning those fine tuned bits of it, because it really makes a difference for any of us who have heard, like, I think if you're hearing a good audiobook or hearing a good performance of whoever's performing it really makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Just reading words off a page versus telling the story of what's on the page.
Right.
And that's what you're
having your
doing.
Fast parts, having your slow down parts, having the pauses. Where do you put them? Mm-hmm. Why are they there? What's happening to the audience when you do that to help create the picture so that the audience is more engaged and again can remember these stories in a much more powerful and emotional way.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. So anyone who's interested in learning more about how to do that, about how to be a more powerful, more dynamic public storyteller, that first class that you are offering through Alaska Storytellers is tonight at 5:30 p.m. at 124 Lincoln Street upstairs. Mm-hmm. The next class, is next week, April 15th, same time, same place, 530, 124 Lincoln Street. And there's no fee involved. There's no registration involved.
It's free.
It's free, but it would be great if you gave us a call.
Okay.
And or texted us, just so we have an idea, you know, how many people are going to show up. If you're already on our list and you know who you are, if you're on our list, we've already talked with you, then you don't need to call us again. But if you are not on our list, then please give us a call. And Jaisal, go ahead.
Yeah, what number would be a good one to contact?
Yes, if you are interested in joining us tonight or the next week, you can contact me on 907-415-8241.
Excellent. Awesome.
And you don't have to go through the training to be involved with our group. So if you can't make these times and dates, but you're still interested in learning more about what we do and what the opportunities are, please, you know, reach out to us as well. And we'll work with you on the side.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Jaisal Welkener and Cindy Gibson, here to talk about Alaska Storytellers and this opportunity for new storytellers to learn the craft. Great. And potentially get involved if they're so inclined and inspired. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Okay.